أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. This is a continuation of ayah number 21 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates that the person that purchased Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in Egypt, that was, we discussed, the Aziz of Egypt, the chief minister of Egypt. He said to his wife, Akrimi Maswa, honor the staying of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. In other words, do not keep him like how other slaves will be kept. Asa iyan fa'ana, perhaps he will be of benefit to us. He saw the potential of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam right from the very first day. Aw natakhidahu walada, they had no children, so perhaps we will take him as a child. Now this whole system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and this is the points of appreciation from the Quran Sharif, from the incidents of Anbiya, the incidents of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, how this whole plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into place, comes into operation, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changes halat, how Allah Ta'ala changes conditions. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So, in that manner, we established Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in the earth. What is the meaning of this? Is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had another plan for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, besides the nubuwat that we'll discuss later. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had this plan that this Nabi to be will also become the leader of Egypt, and he will also then administrate the affairs of people according to the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And for this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose this methodology, this method that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings him into the house of the Aziz, the house of the chief minister. Because what happens around a chief minister is matters of administration. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam needed to see firsthand. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam needed the skills. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used this as a means. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam through this process. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that there is no coincidence in the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, in the life of you, yours and mine. Everything is a plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what we will call taqdeer. And hence Allah ta'ala says the second reason, وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, and so that we may teach him the interpretations of events. Now here the interpretation of events is not confined only to the interpretation of dreams. But when a person is in administration, there will be different issues that will come up, different matters that will come up at hand. And a person needs to understand, a person needs to make decisions. There are judgments that a person will have to make. There are priorities that a person will have to prioritize. And all of this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had used this platform to teach Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And another very important aspect will also be that the interpretation of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to apply the rules and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that is included. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Don't ever think that we are the architects of our own lives. We are the engineers of our own lives. We set out our own priorities, and according to what we want, That is how things work out. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala totally rules that out. Those brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in Egypt should have never thought that now their plot and their plan has come to fruition and everything has worked according to how they wanted it, that they wanted to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam, and all of that has worked out. Those travelers that brought Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam to Egypt and they thought that they made a quick buck because of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, their plan has worked out. It is not my plan, it is not your plan, it is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires. And hence, in a very magnificent way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts this forth to us, Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Allah ta'ala is dominant upon the matters and the affairs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Exactly how Allah ta'ala wants things to work out, that is how it will work out. The plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be in operation, and there is no one that can change the plans of Allah. There is no one that can infiltrate and make any adjustments to the plans of Allah. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri, walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun. But most of mankind do not know this. We think that we are doing, we think we plan, we scheme, we plot, we think that it is because of our thinking, things goes according to our plans. It is not that. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is ghalib, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is dominant, and Allah ta'ala will dominate every life of every individual. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand that it is the plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and important to us is we should always be pleased with the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.